This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Each episode covers one rule or case that shapes how cost segregation works. Today we talk about Revenue Procedure 2020-50. This one is important for anyone who placed property in service between 2017 and 2020 and wants to make sure they captured every dollar of bonus depreciation the law allows. Here is what you need to know first. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, passed in December 2017, allowed 100% bonus depreciation on qualifying personal property. That means you could write off the entire cost in year one, instead of spreading it over 5, 7, or 15 years. That is a big deal. A cost segregation study identifies the personal property inside a building, and bonus depreciation multiplies the value of that work dramatically. But the final regulations that explained all the details of how to use that bonus did not come out until November 2020 in a document called Treasury Decision 9916. Once those final regulations arrived, taxpayers needed a way to apply them. That is what Revenue Procedure 2020-50 did. Let me explain who this matters to. If you place property in service in 2017, 2018, 2019, or 2020, your original tax return may have been filed before the final regulations existed or under the proposed regulations. Revenue Procedure 2020-50 gave you a way to come back and apply the final, more favorable rules to that property. It also lets you undo an earlier decision to skip the bonus if you had made that choice before the final rules were clear. Now here is the part that connects most directly to cost segregation. The final regulations included something called the component election. The specific rule is that Treasury Regulation 1.168K-2C. In plain terms, the component election lets you treat individual parts of a larger purchase as separate property for bonus purposes. A cost segregation study identifies those parts. Things like specialty electrical systems, decorative flooring, removable partitions, process piping. Those parts become 5-year or 7-year personal property. The component election lets you bonus each one at 100% even if the building itself was acquired as a single purchase. That combination, cost segregation plus the component election, is how the full power of TCJ bonus depreciation gets applied to real estate. Revenue Procedure 2020-50 is the procedure that unlocked it retroactively for the 2017 through 2020 period. The procedure also works with another IRS procedure, Revenue Procedure 2015-13, which governs how you make automatic accounting method changes. In some cases, applying the final regulations to prior years required a method change. Revenue Procedure 2020-50 coordinated those steps so taxpayers knew exactly what forms to file. If you owned and placed real property in service during 2017 through 2020 and have not done a cost segregation study, this procedure may still be available to you. A well-prepared study that identifies personal property components, combined with the component election, could allow you to claim substantial first-year deductions on a retroactive basis. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this procedure applies to your property, take a look at the authority library in your report.